Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to the Raven. This is Michelle Pillow, and with me, as always, is the wonderful Mandy Roth.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Mandy.
I'm excited about today's show.
Yes, I am too. Today we have Jacqueline Frank.
Yes.
Who is a New York best-selling author of the Nightwalker series. And I know Jacqueline tried to call in, and the system hung up on her.
Yes,
as
she's back.
Me, so don't
she's
feel bad.
Back.
She's back.
Yes.
Okay.
It dumped you both. I don't know why. It was
yeah,
like,
sure,
not today.
Mandy. We made the mistake of giving Mandy power. Well, welcome to the show, Jacqueline. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, we're very excited. And can I just say I'd like a Jacob of my own for Christmas. That's all I have to say about that. Okay, we can go on.
You know, I've been getting a lot of requests like that. It must. People think I'm Santa Claus or something.
Well, if you are, work your magic.
Wrap them all up in a bow and send them all.
I've got about 300 orders for Elijah, 500 orders for Jacob. Everybody else wants to know.
I've got another long list of them, too. I mean, basically any man that has appeared in your book, I'm willing to take. Oh, my gosh. No, so you have Elijah's coming out this month, correct?
Yeah, December 18th, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And what a cover that is.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you just want to say to the photographer, why didn't you just take one more step back? Thank you very much.
He needs a fig leaf that you can lift up on the front. That's all I got to say about that.
That would have made a great step back cover.
Now, normally we would hurry up, you know, and get your bio and everything, but we have a caller on the line already, and I feel bad making them wait. So do you mind taking a call right now?
No, not at all.
Hey, it's Core.
Hi, welcome to the Raven. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cora. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hi, Cora.
Hi, honey.
How you doing?
I'm good. Cora's one of my rabid fangirls.
She's going to wrestle me for Jacob and probably win, right?
No, not Jacob. Gideon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought we were going to have a fight between her and Mandy for a second.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have a question for Cora?
I
got my ass on backwards today. What the hell, man? Okay,
today we're asking the fans the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the baby? Who's taking care of her?
No, I just wanted to know if there's anything we can do to convince our publishers to let her continue the Nightwalker series.
Oh, I see. Well, it's sort of like this. What she's talking about is that Elijah comes out this month, Damien in June, and then Noah in September, and that is the end of the initial Nightwalker series.
You are kidding.
Yeah.
That's kind of rally thing going here, people.
This is the action that I'm getting all over the place. However, it is a little bit of it's not like the Nightwalkers are going away, really. This series will shift into a new series, which is the Shadow Dwellers.
Ooh. Oh, cool. I did not know that.
Yeah, well, I wasn't allowed to talk about it until Kate Duffy, my editor, like, blabbed to PW, and then I'm allowed. So it's going to move on to the Shadow Dwellers, and they're such a secular race that they deserve a series all their own. So as it stands right now, Noah is the last Nightwalker's story. It doesn't mean that I might not get an inspiration later on down the line and revisit the series, but I don't see that for the foreseeable future.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, hon. I will see you on the board later. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, honey. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Bye. I paid her to do that.
That's awesome, though.
I have my little groupies, and I pay them in arcs and bookmarks and T-shirts and stuff.
Keep dirty pictures on ours.
I have if you go on my website, I have this thread called my eye candy thread. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to talk about dirty
Sandy for a little bit there.
You're going to have to
towards the end of the show.
Oh, my gosh.
If it's hot, it's young, and it has abs and obliques, it's on that thread.
Oh, I'm going to be busy for the next 5 minutes, everybody out there, so have fun.
If you're just joining us, with us today is New York bestselling author Jacqueline Frank of the Nightwalker series. Listeners, feel free to call in to 646-595-3998, or you can go to the main side of the radio, push chat, and just IM your questions over, and we'll read them to Jacqueline on the air.
Yes.
If you want to learn more about Jacqueline, her website is jacquelinefrank.com.
Mm-hmm.
And she is published with Kensington. How do you like working with Kensington?
Love Kensington. And that's not just ass-kissing in the best way. You know, I'm just... they have, since, like, day one, it's like fairy tale land. They've treated me like a queen. And I sometimes forget that they like treating me like a queen. And I'm all like, oh, may I please, blah, blah, blah. And then Kate Duffy's like, sure! What do you want? I'll give you 10, 20, you know, whatever you want. Give me more. You want my firstborn child? Fine. I'll have a baby. Go ahead. I'm like, okay.
Excellent.
So they're really very good to me, yes.
Excellent. We have another caller on the line, if you don't mind. I hate to keep interrupting you during your thing, but, you know, hey, they're calling in, so.
Oh, hey, that's, yes, good, very good.
Hi, welcome to The Raven. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
My name's Suzanne, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
that's
Suzanne.
Early out there.
Wow.
It is. It's, yeah, it's just beyond the ass crack of dawn out here on the road.
I'm liking her already.
And then now this one, I haven't asked to call in as far as I know.
Did you have a question for Jacqueline?
Actually, I was calling to give her props for her wonderful fundraising for the animal shelter. It's great when people use their powers for good, not evil, and take the initiative to make change in their own community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fundraiser, so I just have to congratulate everyone who takes the initiative so it makes fundraisers' jobs easier.
And you just came off of a pretty big one. Is this the Animal Compassion one that you just came off of?
Yeah, Animal Compassion Network. Between my readers who bought raffles for a gorgeous basket full of Nightwalker stuff that my wonderful and beautiful assistant, Amy, put together. Amy Cummings, she's so talented. She's so crafty. And she put this gorgeous basket together full of all of my promotional items, you know, nightshirts and stuff. And we put it up for raffle, $5 a chance, and we limited it to 100 chances. So they sold like hotcakes. And then people were donating above the $5 per chance. So we ended up raising $650 from my fans alone, and then I added another 100 to that. So $750 to the Animal Compassion Network, which is a local network right here where I'm living now in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, we need it. I had such a horrible experience with one of the shelters, and that's how I found out about them, as a matter of fact. The tragic need to put down an animal that should not have even been adopted out, you know.
Oh.
And it was the first time I ever put an animal down. And for an animal lover like myself, I have 6 cats, you know. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. And, you know, they are very active in trying to get this place to either shut down or follow, you know, some sort of better guidelines. I come from New York, man. In New York, you have the best kinds of shelters. I mean, all cutting edge rules, laws, blah, blah, blah. I came down here. It was such a shock to not, you know, have animals that weren't being tested, to adopt them out from a shelter that may have fleas and worms, and it was terrible. So,
jeez.
Yeah. Well, I really, you know, think it's great what you're doing.
I mean, I'm an animal myself,
and Mandy, you know, I was talking to Mandy about, you know, your Animal Compassion Network and the stuff that you had going on, and I'm like, we have to have her on the show to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Yeah, that was one of the
I appreciate that very, very much. I'm hoping that anybody who's listening will go to the ACN site and look it up. It's very, you can become a friend for a one-time donation of $25, and it's, you know, and I've done that, and I'm like, there's different levels, and I think I'm a little higher than friend, but I think I'm a goddess, actually, after I handed that check over.
Is that the official level on the donor wall? If it's not, it should be.
The goddess donation?
Yes.
I have pictures of the check handoff, and I was getting lots of hugs. It was at a wine tasting that they had held for more benefits. So.
Yeah, now, and their website is animalcompassionnetwork.org.
I believe
yeah.
That's right.
And are you going to be doing more raffle baskets or anything?
Yes, I decided to make it a twice a year event. I just did one, you know, so I'm going to wait until spring, like around Easter, you know, Easter and Yule, around those two times. I'm going.
And can they find out more information on your website when those come up, or your blog?
Absolutely. Always on my website, my MySpace. I'm always yakking somewhere. So.
Well, and we would like to extend the invite for you to come back at that time, too, on air here and get some people moving with you.
Oh, yay! That would be awesome. I would love that.
That would be a great thing to do in spring. Definitely. We will get together behind the scenes and work that all out then. And you know, thank you very much for calling in and talking about this, because it is a big thing that sometimes gets swept under the rug. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, thanks again for being an advocate. I'm sure that they really appreciate your support.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling in, hon.
Have a good morning.
You too.
We have a couple questions on the chat room right now, and one says,
okay.
Hi, Jackie. Oh, my God, I love Jacob and Gideon. And Jacob, I'm assuming that's the favorite. I can't wait for Elijah or Damien. So my question is, when is Noah coming out?
September of 08.
Ooh. Can I beg and plead for an ARC now? I mean, just saying. It's going
to
be like throwing
that. I want an application to get on that ARC list.
I haven't even gotten my Damien ARCs yet, but they should be showing up relatively soon. Actually, I haven't even gotten my author copies of Elijah. And it's not going to show up the day before everybody else gets them. You know, I got a girl who already bought it in Hawaii, and I'm like, I'm going to book it. I don't even have it.
Like, send me a copy.
Well, what ended up happening was that the date was originally moved back to January, and then they suddenly bumped it back to the 18th of December. So it took everybody off guard. So.
Yeah,
but yes, Noah is scheduled for September 08, and Damien is scheduled for June 08. And now, obviously, dates are always in flux, so I can't give you, I can't make promises and swear it in blood, but
yeah,
I know that, I will say this, Kensington has sworn in blood to produce.
See, this is when you give out your publisher's email address.
Any problems, you can go here for me.
No. We signed a contract saying that I get to publish 3 books a year now with them.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm allowed to talk about that.
Again, for everybody out there, we're talking with Jacqueline Frank today about her Nightwalker series and her charities and just, you know, anything in general. And if you want to call in and talk to her, it's 646-595-3998. It's a New York number, so long-distance charges apply. And also you can, you know, follow the lovely breadcrumb path we have on our website, and you will end up in a live chat if you'd like to do it there. We're, you know, no problem reading them aloud to you if you don't want to do a long-distance call. We understand. I'm cheaper than dirt, so, man, okay.
I have another question on the chat. It says, Jackie, now that you are a best-selling author, do you still get incredibly nervous when a book comes out? Are you anxious for Elijah's release?
That's so funny that you should happen to say that. Yes, I still get nervous. I have to give props to my editor and my agent who have to put up with the hysterical phone calls. And when I call on the phone and I'm like, I don't even know what to, actually it's not even anything specific, but I start panicking, like, you know, there's something wrong with the and Jackie, calm down. You're great. You're fine. You're wonderful. Don't worry about it. They have to talk me down from the rooftop. I'm supposed to, the closer it gets and the more nervous I get, and I get all emotional.
Do you think they have their crisis ready team, you know, on standby with Elijah coming out now?
I think their assistants get the brunt of it, because they're sort of like the, what'd you call it, the first phalanx of Jackie interference, you know. Oh, don't worry about it, Jackie. It's okay. Don't worry. This is going fine. That's going fine. Yada, yada, yada.
Probably little scripts on flip cards.
Yeah, right? Jackie, this is going to be okay. Need not worry about this. Oh, yeah, put my feeling into it. Right before you guys are calling, I'm sending you emails going, I'm going to vomit, you know.
We're like, nah, you're going to be fine. You got to puke, just mute it. We're good.
Yeah, just hold on a second.
We'll just call it our exclusive.
Yeah.
Wow, Jacqueline, it's like vomits on the air.
And I used to have a barf sound, and I think...
I used to have a toilet flushing sound, too, that she would set off when I was talking.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my gosh.
Why did you do away with them? That would have been perfect.
She ties my hands on these things, see? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you just came off your rookie year.
I did.
Apparently it was freaking fabulous. I mean, wow.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't happen this way, usually. Not at all. I just passed the first anniversary for Jacob, which was obviously my first book. And Jacob published it 250,000 copies, which is unheard of for an unknown author. So, like, this is what I mean when I say Kensington's treated me really well. Mm-hmm. And then it went into reprint the same time that Gideon went into reprint before Gideon even hit the shelves. It was like...
Awesome.
I know, it was really
cool. You're a hero.
When you got the news, what did you do? Did you just sit there going, holy, you know?
I did. And except for not any, you know, I was saying, holy shit.
Yeah.
I was like... When it comes to the reprints, are we talking? How about when they called me up, when Kate Duffy called me up and left a message saying she liked my work?
Oh.
That moment. I know every author out there knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I just
come
hate
home.
To creep up, yeah.
I had never submitted a thing. Never once. Kate came to me when I entered the Brava contest. She saw 3 pages of my work, and she said, send me what you've got. I sent her what I got, and I come home one day. There's a long, involved story here where it got lost for a year, and I had to resend it because I was so, you know, humbled. I waited a year before calling her and going, did you get it? No, I never got it. Okay, so... Under Jacob, and I get this message on my machine. Love it. Love it. Call me. It's Kate Duffy from Kansas. Call me. And I'm listening to this message, and I pick up the phone, and I'm like, gasping for breath, trying to dial the phone. And she picks up the phone, and all she hears is, she goes, Jackie? She knew it was me. She knew I was dying. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I kept saying that over and over again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And she must have used to it because she handled me like a pro. And then the next thing I knew, I mean, you know, that's no rejections. That's unheard of. Like, I tell people all the time, I'm the Cinderella version of becoming a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I was too scared. I was too scared to ever put anything out there. My writing meant too much to me. I was afraid that it was going to get trashed left and right, and I wasn't brave enough. And then finally, you know, Kate said, come on, come on. Otherwise, Jacob would still be on my hard drive.
Now, do you ever kick yourself going,
what?
Sorry, Michelle and I had questions at the exact same moment. We do this all the time. Michelle, honey, go first, shall we?
Oh, I was just going to say, well, you know, Kensington wouldn't have taken it if it wasn't brilliant, so. And that's
well,
all interjecting. Go ahead, Mandy.
I forgot mine.
I think we should probably talk a little bit about the series itself, The Nightwalkers. Now, what right. are The Nightwalkers for those who, you know, haven't ever read a romance book, I guess?
rock. Here you go.
Well, well, the Nightwalker series obviously is a paranormal romance series. The Nightwalkers themselves are the races, as I like to often say, they're the races that live parallel to human society in the night, although humans, for the most part, are ignorant of them, which is kind of a good thing, because when the ignorant humans figure it out, usually they end up being real assholes about it.
So
yeah, so
like
they're
demons,
lycanthropes, vampires, shadow dwellers, which is where this series is going to eventually go, and the mistrals, and there's there may be one or two out there that we actually don't even know about yet.
Awesome. Anybody out there listening who wants to ask her some questions about this, 646-595-3998. 646-595-3998. Okay, sorry.
Oh, did we mention that I'm giving away a treat today?
No, we didn't. No,
we didn't.
No.
Oh, I didn't even tell you what the treat was.
No, that's why I didn't mention it. I didn't want to say anything. No.
I haven't got them yet, mind you. So, but as soon as I get Damien Arcs, I will give one away to one of the people who calls today.
That's it. I'm hanging up and calling for my cell phone.
We already called. Does that mean we're in? You said the Damien Arc?
A Damien Arc, yes. In the beautiful purple cover. Have you seen that?
Ooh. No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, you haven't seen that one? Then you haven't seen the Noah cover, have you?
No.
Oh, you gotta go to my website.
Okay.
They're posted on my blog. And they're the Noah cover. Oh my goodness.
I'm going. Oh, where she is. Jack,
I'm going.
Okay.
It's gonna get really quiet here on the show just for a second.
You want to see
that's okay, the rest of the world's going too, so we don't care.
They're like, shut up for a second. We gotta go check this out.
Oh my god, I lost my page.
Oh, no, now she's getting confused.
In the chat room, I just posted the blog link for you. It's jacquelinefank.blogspot.com if you want to go check out that book cover.
Oh,
my God. Wow.
And
that's what I found.
Question. They want to know if they have to call to be included or can the chat people be included too. And I just went ahead and told them that, yeah, they can either post their name.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Chat can be included as well. Absolutely. As long as everybody sticks around until the end so that I can get an address and vital information, you know.
If you've called in, go ahead and you know, email me your name at mandy@mandyroth.com, telling me that you have called in so far so that she can have some sort of record of who, so she has a way to get
hold of you. I actually know who both of those people
okay,
are. Now that I've spoken to Suzanne, I know who she is.
Okay, we have another caller on the line.
Oh, yay, and hey, that must have lit a fire under somebody's...
Yeah, right. Hi, welcome to The Raven. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Denise from Arizona.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, honey, how are you?
Good. Actually,
I don't know this person in any way, shape, or form.
I actually already posted on the instant message, but I wanted to call in and ask you, with the Shadow Dwellers, I mean, I know that you pretty much had the Nightwalkers conceived before you had even received a contract. But what about the Shadow Dwellers? Did you already have them conceived, or was this something that came as you were continuing the Nightwalker series?
Actually, the Shadow Dwellers, well, when I got my contract, I got a 6-book contract.
Oh my
and
God.
I had planned through number 5 already. So I was like, oh, crap, they want another book. What the heck am I going to write? And then I had this you'll hear this a lot from me. I had this really freaky dream. And book 6 of the contract, but book one of the Shadow Dweller series came. I just started writing it, and before I knew it, I was in this really, like, I was tripping, really, like, totally. And I can't really explain because I'm not supposed to, but it's like after I wrote the one, it took me about 2 weeks to write the first one, and then I went straight into the next one, and that one took, like, no time at all, another 2 weeks. So it was about, I don't know if I'm supposed to be actually saying this. I had at least outlined up to book three in Shadow Dolls.
Excellent.
And
I'm a little jealous at how fast you write and how prolific you
are. Yeah, but, you know, I have the curse or blessing of being obsessive compulsive. So once I start writing, I don't stop. I don't eat. I'm not fun to meet if I haven't taken a shower. Stuff like that, because it's just me and the computer. And
the smell of a true writer.
On my floor, there's drool. It's a big, terrible mess.
I firmly believe they invented, like, those stick-ems for just authors to just, you know, plop around the office, call it good, keep going. That's what Yeah, I'm like, baby, there isn't any coming close to me for a hug because I will kill you with my armpit smell right now. So I'm with you on this.
Yeah, I didn't write all last year because I had a foster daughter, and that was it was impossible. I couldn't go to 7-year-old land and then go to hot, sexy, immortal land.
Right.
It wasn't working. I couldn't stay up all hours of the night because I had to get her off to school and, you know.
Right.
But I miss her now that she's gone back to her mother, and I actually would trade my writing career away, actually, to have her right now. But I am happy either way, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, I'm lying. Never mind. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. And Denise, thank you for calling in.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks Denise.
Jackie.
She just wants that arc.
Yeah, don't we all? You're going to get a call in a minute. It's going to be like, this is not Mandy.
Oh, well, hello, Jackie.
This is Bob. anyone out there who wants to call in?
Manny, that's it.
Manny, yeah. Anyone out there who wants to call in? Jacqueline is graciously giving away an arc of Damien when she gets him. She doesn't have him yet, so just so you know. You can call in at 646-595-3998. It's a New York number, so long-distance charges apply. Or she is also opening up to the chat room that's going on live right now for people asking questions in there. She just asks that you please give her some sort of indication of what your name is because everybody's guessed something or other unless you tell us. So, all right. Next.
Next.
Yes, I think there's some questions Michelle's waiting to ask from the chat
room. Oh, by all means.
Chat questions. What inspired you to write the Nightwalker series?
What inspired me to write the Nightwalker series? Here we go again. Dream.
Yes.
Fell asleep. I fell asleep because usually that's, you know, what you need to do in order to dream. So I dreamed about if you've read the opening sequence of Jacob, he's leaping from one lamppost to another.
What?
And I dreamed I dreamed that entire sequence from Jacob's perspective.
Cool.
It was really a very freaky thing. So I started writing it down. And then before I knew it, it started spinning. And then Isabella came. And then before I knew it, she was sassing him with her Bronx attitude. And he's like, what? And then, you know, that delightful alpha male confusion when they meet somebody who doesn't give a damn that they're
right.
An alpha male.
And I love that about your heroines, that they're not, you know, oh, save me, faint, you know.
No, I'm not much for the save me.
Yeah, because I'm always like, back over the bitch with the car. She deserves
oh,
to
my God, it. Don't you just hate the screamers?
Yes.
Like, oh, say, Ray, bite me. Oh, my God. or the ones who are always somehow end up with their shirts ripped and their cleavage bouncing up and down as they run, you know. Oh my
Before
God.
Or after they twist their ankle from their 9-inch heels. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. take the shoes off.
Use them to bludgeon the attacker to death. It's just my
yeah.
thing. That's all I got.
I actually saw that. Somebody took their heel off and put it right through the eye of, like, someone. And I was like, yes, it's about time.
Stand up, do the Rocky dance for her. Go, girl.
I think that might have been Buffy. I love Buffy.
Oh, my God.
Buffy's great. Okay, so we have to ask Spike or Angel.
Yeah, oh, and also they want to know, do you get to pick your cover models for your covers? Do you have any?
No, mm-hmm. but I do get to drool on them just like everybody else.
Oh, do you get to pet them at least? I mean, come on, there has to be a perk.
Has asked, and Kate, you know what, Kate, you know, can I be there for the Eliza shoot, please? Because no. I'm like, I promise I won't say anything. No.
Tell her it'll be great publicity for your readers.
We do not ask the art department to write the books. Therefore, we will not ask you to take the bank cards.
That should just be a treat for a job well done.
What?
Tell her it's a publicity thing, that you have to be there. You're going to take pictures and use it as a big
picture. Yeah, we could do that. Oh,
yeah.
And I wish I had been there for that Noah cover, though.
Well, like when you give a kid a cookie for a job well done. Hello, give her a cover model. Great job. Congratulations. It's all relative.
If I want to go see cover models, when I go to RT Pittsburgh, I can look at them.
Oh, and they're having the reunion this year. Yummy.
I'm not going to the reunion party, but I'm sure I'll see them walking around.
Oh, yeah, they'll be everywhere. They always are. Yep.
Last year they had the Alora's Caveman guys in pants and suspenders and nothing
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Great.
We have another chat question for you.
Okay.
It says, Jackie, since the Shadow Dwellers were conceived as an... Hold on.
No.
You can't pronounce that. I'm the one I was reading. Sorry. I bumped my mouse and my thing just went... do you see another series, sub-series coming next, or are you just waiting for another dream?
I think she actually already did answer some of this, but...
D, all of the above.
I'm asking them as they come up.
Right. D, all of the above. Obviously, we already know the Shadow Dwellers is becoming a sub-series.
Mm-hmm.
There's potential for the ever-mysterious Mistrals, but I don't plan like that. I just go with my flow.
Yeah.
And Kensington lets me do that. I love that about them.
So
I can go anywhere. My style has changed dramatically from the one series to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... getting closer to wink, wink, the way you girls write, if you know what I mean. So if you thought I was hot before, and downright raunchy as we go along.
Balls to the wall, literally. Okay.
Yeah, they have a way of corrupting you as you write. I started out sweet.
I started
out sweet. Isn't that great when they give you your head like that, so to speak? You can give it right back to them.
Oh, my God. Okay, now I'm just crying. Okay. I'm sorry to postpone the interview.
Anyway. Oh, did I tell you I'm doing a live signing here in my hometown?
Oh, excellent. When?
Yeah, I live in Asheville, North Carolina, and I'm going to be on December 29th from 2 to 4. I'll be at the Books a Million in Asheville, North Carolina.
Excellent.
And
that's
all posted up on my blog and stuff, so everybody can just take a trot on over there and look at all the information up. So, yeah, it was planned very last minute, because the shift in the delivery for Eliza. So.
Okay, and when exactly is his release date?
December 18th.
Okay. And also, anyone looking to call in to talk to Jacqueline, she's entering everyone who's asking questions in the chat and calling in live in a contest to win an ARC of Damien. The call-in number is 646-595-3998. It's a New York number, so long-distance charges apply. And damn, we need that on loop. I'm sick of repeating it. Okay.
We need one of the sound bites that just says it for us.
Yeah, really. Okay, Michelle, did you want to hit her up with some more questions from the chat?
Yeah, we've got a couple more here. Perla R. wants to know if the cover models are how you envisioned your characters.
Well, obviously, we usually take what we can get. I have no say in who they use or what their concept is or anything like that. Although they want to make me happy, so if I saw something I didn't like, they've always been able to work around that. But every time they put a cover in front of me, I'm like, I'm nothing but ecstatic. I really am. The Damien cover was hard because he's got facial hair and apparently that doesn't photograph very well. Mm-hmm. So they were worried that I was and it took me a little while. I had to look at it and go, Well, not quite, but considering the trouble that comes with something like that, it was actually pretty good. And when we get down to the story and we look at the unusual characteristics of the characters involved, how, you know, you can't go walking down the street and find people with multicolored hair and, you know, fangs and claws and, well, maybe you can if you're in...
Yeah, when I'm menstruating, I come damn close.
Maybe in Greenwich Village.
Yeah,
San Francisco.
Oh, they also want to know if you're...
Dad, I love that. I love to go. In fact, I really want to go to San Francisco next year. I would love to see all that.
Are you going to the RWA thing there?
That's what I was thinking about. I'm not entirely sure. I have a lot more freedom now, you know, with that child in the house. So, but I can get in a lot of trouble.
Happens in San Fran stays there.
Yeah, really?
I so want RT to go to Vegas. Way. I've never been, and I would love the opportunity to write off a Vegas trip.
No, because my husband always wants to go to the RTs, too.
If that happened.
I say, who, what?
I think the authors would disappear if we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
We would be so sidetracked, we wouldn't even make it to the convention. Be like, you showed up at the hotel, but...
I never thought about that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they also want to know if you're going to give me the cover models when you're done with them.
Many people are in line ahead of you. Let's just put it that way. I have on my in my forums, I have people who have laid claim. Like if Noah actually existed, they would grab him, pin him down to the ground, and tap their names on his ass, you know?
I kind of feel bad for the cover models about it right now.
Do you hear me in the background? I'm still hitting the wrong answer button as she's talking. That's not going to work. I'm
sorry. What that thing was.
Hello, God, it's me, Ken.
Looking at the cover models. That sounds awful.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Moment is in. All right, we have another question in the chat room for you.
Mm-hmm. I've actually got a couple more. Somebody wanted to know when Damien comes out.
June 2008.
Okay, and a lot of these dates we've already announced, and they are on her website and blog, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so they are.
Whenever anybody wants to know anything else, they can either email her directly or just visit the blog.
And if, please, anybody can email me directly. It's... Jacqueline Frank at hotmail.com. I love to get letters from people. They can ask me anything they want. I respond to everybody. I never let anybody fall through the cracks. It may take me a week or two, but
yeah.
But I will get back to everybody who says hi. And it's always a good thing because, you know, you can ask anybody on the forums on my board. I have a large presence there. I make friends with a lot of the people that I talk to on there because some fabulous people are.
Yeah, we've actually guest blogged on your blog before, and you have some great readers over there. They really are nice.
Adorable. They just want to take them home and knock it.
We want to keep them.
Hug them.
Yeah, where do you see the eye candy thread they made?
Yeah,
I'm
going to be
there
a while. Okay, for everyone out there. If you want to call in, it's 646-595-3998, or you can follow the prompts through ravenhappyhour.com, and you will find the live chat going on now where you can ask Jacqueline questions there and be entered to win an ARC of Damien. And my next job, I'm going to go into radio announcing because seriously. All right.
No, I just keep letting you do it.
You know, you do. I feel like Mrs. Game Show host here.
I did it once, and then I
now, Janice will show you the prize. You've won behind curtain number one.
Yeah, Vanna.
And your eyes and all this hotness, abs, obliques, and all that good stuff.
Thank you, Vanna Ross. I see her sitting there posing.
Yeah,
we have
right.
Actually a really good question on the chat room right now from guest number 60. What did your family say when you first got accepted for publication and then when the first book came out?
Okay, well, they said, wow, that's great, really? Wow, okay, cool. You know, because, I wrote romance, and very often that gets a very particular response, and I think you ladies know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, there's a stigma.
Yeah, so it was, you want to know when the reaction became, like, really huge as far as my family was concerned. Because, you know, family, you could do anything, and family is usually completely unimpressed with you.
Right.
But
they know you.
Yeah, you know, they know. They thought all this time that I was spending writing, I was wasting my time. They would never come to anything. Whatever. So, you know, but that when the words New York Times bestselling came into play, then it was, we're so proud of you.
Oh, yeah. Now you can claim it.
Oh, my God. My daughter's a New York Times bestselling author. Did you hear? Jackie's a New York Times bestselling author. No, they're very proud of me. They really are.
Yep. I can just picture. This is my New York Times bestselling author. Well, what's her name? Oh, Jacqueline. Sorry.
I have a daughter. She's a published writer. I bet if you ask my father what I wrote, he'd be like, books, romance books. Yeah, he doesn't. He's been forbidden actually from ever reading any.
You know, I did the same thing to my dad.
Did you? Oh my God, I thought I was like,
my dad
is so old fashioned, and he gets upset. See, I didn't even tell him about the radio show, because if I'm on the phone with him and I say the word fuck, he gets very, very upset. So I wasn't sure if I was going to drop the F-bomb on the show, so I was like, I didn't tell him about the radio show. Now I can't, because I just did it.
You'll be expecting a phone call later.
I really lucked out. I have parents that are very supportive. My mom, you know, she's the one who will get on the table, you know, start swinging the shirt around, going, "Woo, my daughter writes!" You know, and then my dad, I think he's so happy that I didn't end up on a table. He's like, "Hell, if I have to write, I don't know." I lucked out.
Yeah, well, I've definitely moved up in the ranks of the daughters. There's five girls in my family, and we all jockey for the best daughter position. It's a joke, actually, running with my, it was like, especially me and my sister, Lorraine, we joke all the time, going, see, I'm the best daughter. No, see, I'm the best daughter.
My brother and I, so, my mom loves
me
best.
Yeah.
Now, you write paranormal, like we were talking, but do you plan on going into any other genres, or?
It'll all depend on what dreams may come. I don't know. I never know what comes next. Whenever I write contemporary, it seems to fall a little flat for me. I mean, straight contemporary as opposed to paranormal contemporary. And I think that's because I spent so much of my life, I mean, I've been playing Dungeons and Dragons when I was younger. I read comic books. I mean, that is such an integral part of my personality, and that's where I really thrive. So I really think paranormal is what, science fiction will be the other.
Yeah.
If ever I branch into something other than paranormal, it'll be science fiction.
I think they almost go hand in hand. A lot of people are going to yell at me and email me and, you know, threaten my life, but I'm freaking lying people. Anyways, I think they do. I think they sort of lend well to each other. So I don't know. It just seems like a natural thing to do.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Now, we have another question out there, but also I want to give the number again. I know you guys can probably give it back to me by this point, but it's 646-595-3998 to call in and ask her a question. She's also in the live chat room, which you can find through the Raven site, and she's going to be on with us for about another 8 minutes or so hurry up and get your things in for her.
Is that all?
Yeah, there's one in there already waiting. I'll let Michelle handle that. She's in charge of our chat room questions.
Yeah, I'm going to go look now to see where you're looking.
Oh, yeah, she's Johnny on the spot here, too, see?
Does anyone in your family read your books? And how do you feel about that, other than your dad?
My stepmother read Jacob. And it was good for what it is. It's not the kind of book she would normally read, though.
Oh, don't you love those responses? And the whole time you're sitting there thinking, I got to be nice. You're
yeah, I know. That's when people look at you. If you're an artist and you sweat over a painting and you put it up on the wall and somebody goes, that's interesting.
Yeah, tip their head. Side, and then
like the kiss of death.
Jacqueline, are our families related?
Doesn't it seem like? But my sister Lenora, she loves my books. She's crazy about them.
That's awesome.
So she's like, when's the next one coming out? When's the next one coming out? And she's like, why do I have to buy them at the store? Like, you don't. Yeah, really? Well, you should, but you don't have to.
I try to give my mom copies.
Yeah, I get my dad.
She just wants to buy it. She feels so good about being at the register going, look, my daughter did this.
I know, right? You would think. Yeah. My dad always, whenever I get my author copies, I crack the box open. I pull one book out, and I sign it to my dad straight.
Oh, back. That's so sweet.
Well, my dad is the reason for my last name, actually. Our last name, my real last name is unpronounceable without mutilating it into an embarrassing way, so I could not have possibly published under it, and plus it wouldn't have fit on the cover, so I felt bad because, you know, I couldn't use my father's name. You know, this is a sole surviving son, and the name means a lot to him, and then he went and had five daughters, so the name isn't gonna get passed on. And so I was like, you know, I wanted to use my father's name, so I used his first name for my last name when I picked my pseudonym.
Okay,
so that's why Frank.
All right. Well, we have another caller on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jackie. It's Susan.
Susan, you dirty dog, you.
By the way, let me get this in. It's a boy.
It's a boy. Baby?
It's a boy, my grandson.
Oh, my gosh. And you still called in.
Yes.
I just congratulations, got to with Grandma.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah, I know. I'm going to be a young, sexy grandma.
Yeah, that's right. This is Susan. We met on the board. She is a fan of mine who became a friend.
Excellent.
What do you want to know, Miss Susan?
Okay. If when you're creating your characters, is there a person, a celebrity icon? Where do you get the characteristics for, like, Jacob? And or is it all created, or do you see a face and say, oh, I like that look, or, you know, where does
it forms in my head, which is why it's so hard for me to do the other thing that people ask me to do, which is, if you were going to have Jacob in a movie, who would you pick?
Right.
Play this one and that one. And since they're created solely in my head, it's like they'll hold people up and I'll go, nah, that's not it. Nah, that's not it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if there was some certain idea or image that you was looking at when you created these.
Well, it's sort of like trying to pick a husband for myself. Nothing will ever satisfy.
And they never quite live up to what you thought. I'm just okay.
Not at all. You can't pick a live person to live up to what I imagine.
But you're creating the perfect ones.
I'm hiring marketing people next time to send out surveys so I can narrow the field. And honey, if you're listening, I'm just planning my second husband. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Oh, my gosh. But thank you for calling in, Susan. That was a great question.
Well, it was my pleasure. And I will talk to Jackie grandson. Later.
Yes, ma'am. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. I love you.
Bye. I love you. Look at this. You can tell I was hawking people. Call me. Please, don't make me sit there with nobody to talk to.
Yes, definitely.
Well, no, you guys
for another little
ready.
Bit. So get your questions in while you can, either on the chat or calling in. And by now you probably know the number, 646-595-3998.
And a portrait. And a
I actually need a sip of water after all this. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, I settled down with my water bottle right next to me.
You were smart.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, do you have anything else going on with, like, tours and that coming up, or are you you're doing your signing down in your hometown?
Well, I'm doing the signing down here in Asheville on the 29th. And, I'm going to be at the Romantic Times Convention in Pittsburgh in April 16th, that one is.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have Raw with Laura Lee. They invite a bunch of authors to a resort weekend in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I go to that. That information is posted on Laura's board and will be posted on mine this year, I'm sure, too. And right after that, because that's around the release of Noah, I've promised to go up to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. Something like that. I don't know. They're kidnapping me and taking me away. Ha ha.
I am greatly escaped.
Hell if I know, yeah. Where I end up, who knows. But the information will come up. It will always be on my blog, on my website. I have the different pages committed to that. And then there's the Florida Writers. Oh, God. the Florida RWA girls in Fort Lauderdale, I think it is. They're holding a cruise in 2009. I'm going on that.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I want your life just for like a half afternoon, even. The hell with it. Yeah.
I just want your vacation trips.
Yeah. Well, the beauty of all this beautiful stuff is it's a tax write-off.
I love our jobs. I really do.
What?
I love our job.
I know, isn't it great? You get to checking out the competition whenever you buy a book. You're keeping up.
Yeah, somebody was saying
on what's current in market.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it is a great job as far as tax write-outs.
Yeah.
Now we have a question in the chat room. She wants to know if you're working on anything on the side other than the Shadow Dwellers.
Yes, actually, I have a couple of things. I have a finished story, but, you know, if it doesn't say the word Nightwalkers in it, apparently it's not holding any salt yet. So I think it's a matter of establishing myself a little bit more before people will start looking at other things. For some reason, if, you know, it just seems to be. I have this lovely story. Just sitting. It's a paranormal, future, maybe futuristic. I don't know what to call it, but there's. I've got one of those. I've got one in progress, and then I've got my first erotic.
Ooh.
Paranormal.
Ooh.
Yeah, I posted up a little bit of that on my website, but I'm stalled. I'm stalled because I guess the creative flow got disrupted, but I'll go back to it and I'll finish it. But yeah, it starts off with a man up for auction.
Fun. That's always
yes.
Fun in the evening.
You must love naked men
like
up
to buy.
For auction.
Oh my gosh. But no, thank you very much for joining us. It has been a blast, and you are a riot. You're an absolute hoot.
What? I didn't even get to tell you my jokes. No, just kidding. You don't want to know my jokes. Well, yes, you do, but we'll talk about that later.
We definitely want to have you back on in the spring to talk more about your books that are coming out around that time. And also,
hey, anytime you want. If anytime you're hurting for something to do.
She'll be like walking along. She'll get a call and she'll be like, what are you doing? Oh, this is Mandy. Hey, you're on life. Congratulations.
We're bored. Let's call Jackie.
Random calls from the
Actually, that would be great. Like in the middle of the show, if it's really slow or something, not saying that you have boring guests or anything, but if it gets really, really slow, let's call Jackie.
How are you kidding? We bore the hell out of ourselves.
Just talk to each other.
Oh no, anything but that.
Going back and forth, being crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a lot of pulling me back, and there's a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
Michelle,
I can't imagine you being conservative with the way you write.
Oh yeah, I'm a shy gal in public. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God, you know what? It's so funny that you say that. What is it about all of us that makes us terrified of being in public? It seems like to be an author thing. We are outspoken and so out there when we write, and we go off the boundaries and off the wall, and then get us in a book signing venue and we start shaking like a leaf.
Do you still do the look behind you like they're talking to me? What?
Yeah, yeah. Oh God, yeah. The first, the whole rookie year thing that was all about that. It was like, and then you know, like, then you know, you get in the hang of it when by the end of the year you're like, they didn't advertise properly for this. There is not enough people here. Yeah, then the diva starts to work her way through your system. It's like an alien takeover. Where's my coffee? Where's my water? I need water. I want this organized just like this. This table's not big enough. Give me another one.
Oh, my gosh. I got to quit crying. But no, thank you very much.
I hope you went to the bathroom before this.
And we're going to go ahead and we're going to let you go now. We're going to wrap up the show then after that. Okay. But thank you so much, Jacqueline.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. She's a hoot.
Yeah, she's coming back. She doesn't have a every time.
Yeah.
We're going to look for excuses. Every time she has a charity auction, every time
yeah.
she has a book coming out.
We're going to be
every
like,
time
you know.
She mentioned she might have a book coming out.
Monthly visit from Jacqueline.
We didn't even get to everything on our list we were going to talk about, so she has to do a part two.
I threw the list away midway through. I'm like, screw it. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to.
Jacqueline will be drawing the winner to her contest later. We are getting kind of questions on who
yes.
won. Check the ravenhappyhour.com blog, and we will make the announcement. That way we have a chance to get everybody's name in equally so she can do a random drawing.
Right.
And
you guys
sure
can keep on, you know, letting us know who's in there and that. Doesn't mean because she hung up that you're out of luck. That's fine. We, you know, we'll still make sure she gets your name and everything.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'll make an announcement on her blog later,
oh, yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And actually, it looks like she's in the chat room as well. So.
Oh, excellent.
She is still there with us. If you do have questions, feel free to put them in the chat room, and if Jacqueline has a moment, I'm sure she'll be happy to answer them for you.
Right.
And actually, a little bit before the end of the show, Mandy had a new release, and I'm not letting you off the hook this time.
I can't hurry
Mandy
up play the music
goes,
and hang
and
out.
And Michelle,
yeah.
you have what going on? And then she actually hung up a minute early, so we couldn't talk about her book, which is crazy.
I'm sorry, that was my kick your ass sound effect. All right.
No, you had a new book come out, Executive
yes.
Decision from New
yes.
Concepts Publishing. Go.
Yes, Executive Decision just came out. It's a contemporary, which I
quit
oh,
with the
geez.
Sound effects.
You know, I like it. It's got a Bruce Lee vibe to it. Leave me alone. It's a contemporary, which I don't normally do a whole lot of, but, you know, even my contemporaries have a lot of violence and blood and gore. That's all I got to say. Yay for me. I'm excited about it. It's the first in a series that Michelle actually helped me title, Bright Lights, Big City. And it deals with a girl who actually was raised in Tennessee, who makes a go of it up there and does very well for herself and finds herself having to go back home for something and takes who's become her best friend up there, and things just blossom from there. And, of course, it's an erotic because, you know, it's only fun if, yeah, they're having fun like that. That's about all I can say about
it. It's only fun
if
they're having fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to say more, but then I thought, well, geez, we may actually get bleeped at some point. So.
We'll be the first show that's kicked off.
Yes. Yes, full length. I'm excited about it. So everyone, you know, if you read it, let me know what you think. And I'm finally getting email on The Guardians because it's been out, you know, enough that people are emailing in and that. And, yes, I will get a book, too, out soon. Yes. Thank you.
I think it's what?
That was it on the Executive Decision. I don't know.
That's all you're
going to
say.
Offer. Yeah. Hey, that's more than normal when I just run and, you know, cue the music and bolt.
Well, you can learn more about Mandy's book at mandyroth.com, as always, or theravenhappyhour.com. I'm sure you can find us through either one of those links.
Yes, yes. And we don't have a scheduled guest for next week. We plan on just doing open mic, which means you guys call in and we can talk about whatever you want, and we're just going to have fun. And I think we're going to be doing some PDF giveaways and possibly a Talons Antho giveaway. So definitely email in. We're excited about that.
News to me. No, I'm surprised, Michelle.
Oh, right. Did you not get that email? Oops, daisies. Surprise.
We'll have to make Jacqueline come back. She'll be like, quit calling me every week. I'm trying to write.
She's going to change her number. This, you know, you get that doo-doo-doo. This number's no longer in service and it's been changed to an unlisted.
If you're the M&Ms, do not call back.
There is a restraining order. Thank you. All right, well, that about wraps it up for us this week. So thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. Ton of fun.
check out the ravenhappyhour.com blog today for the winner, and we will try to post it in the chat room as long as it doesn't take us out.
Yes, and big thanks to Jacqueline again for taking time out to be with
us. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.